95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
What's up, man?
How'd you sleep?
Ha ha ha! Very, very good.
Excellent.
So, theoretically in a good mood, but I got a question for you, and I know you can't answer this.
Okay, good.
Because you just got here, so there's no way.
Okay.
But I'm wondering why the entire floor, the eighth floor, smells like farts! Can you smell that? What
yes.
is that?
Yeah.
It's on the entire floor.
Honestly, I think that's kind of normal.
I've never noticed it before.
No,
not like this.
It's a little stronger.
I have to say, yesterday I thought, Kevin must be a little gassy.
Thanks.
But no, today I noticed when I got out of the elevator and came in the floor, it just stinks. The whole floor reeks.
But at least everything works. So we got that going for us.
Yep, nothing working nice. Here. So that's neat. Wow. Okay.
Let's talk about the show today.
Alrighty, let's do that.
Although talking about smells was fun.
Oh, it was fun. Don't you love it when you're at your workplace and just something's uh-huh. going on? I'm thinking one of the other floors, one of the other businesses is doing something above
that
or below
could be,
us.
Yeah. But doing what?
I don't want to know. I don't think. We better shut it down, though. Stop your fart noise making or whatever. Smell making.
Give me five.
Yes. I don't know. I remembered a minute ago.
This is because most of our computers don't work and the printer doesn't work.
Yeah, so nothing's working.
Nothing's working.
Hold on a second. I looked.
We're going to do Give Me Five. It's five songs in a row with the theme.
Oh, train.
At 5 o'clock.
Get on the train.
Train.
It has to do
right.
with a train. If the train is in the title, they, you know, whatever, we're good to go with it.
All right, that's Give Me Five. We have Who's Naked Now?
Oh, do we? Cool.
We have Your Wildest Thanksgiving Meals, because now is about the time you start planning. It's a week from Thursday already.
I cannot believe it's a week from this Thursday.
Yeah,
that's
insane. So we're going to take those calls in the 4 o'clock hour. We have People Are Dumb coming up next.
Yeah.
And we have the KLOS name game.
That's right, and it's up to $3,800. Barbie's still giving everybody a run for their money.
All right, so that's before 4 o'clock on 95.5 KLOS. People are dumb.
It's true.
People are dumb. When you're a dum-dum, Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
A Tennessee man, Henry Mead, was arrested after he allegedly drove children in a parade while under the influence.
Oh, dude, come on. So you're driving down the street with a bunch of idiots sitting on either side. I hate a parade.
Same.
Watching you. Don't you, right?
Yeah,
isn't it awful?
And this was a Christmas tractor parade.
No kind of recipe for disaster there.
And it was Saturday. What's happening?
I'm just bored.
I don't understand any of this.
Where's this at?
A southern town in Tennessee named Tazewell.
No, they probably do it every Saturday.
He was driving Santa's train, a motorized lawnmower, pulling carts of children.
Oh, man. And he's drunk off his ass?
The cops get him out. They give him the test.
Right.
He's, like, stumbling all over the place.
Oh,
he can't point to his nose.
Wow.
They arrest him, and they find, let me see if I can find the list of things.
Oh, yeah.
they found meth.
Wow!
Narcotics and a syringe.
A syringe, just for added fun.
You're going to tow children in a Christmas parade.
How are you? All kids get it. It looks like fun. Hold on, I need to shoot up. And then we can go.
It's not like you're driving and you're endangering the car that passes you.
Right.
That one person might see you act erratically.
Right.
This is a parade where you have children you're towing.
They're all staring at you from their stupid lawn chairs.
Yes.
They're having their warm beer outside watching this tractor parade going, that dude looks a little more wasted than the rest of us.
Right, that's true.
He might actually be.
So they called the police and they did the sobriety test and he failed it and they found meth and his syringe and other narcotics.
Did we get a hold of Santa for a comment on this?
We did not.
Oh, damn.
I don't think it may be too early. I'm not sure why.
Yeah.
95.5 KLOS of the California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
So weird to have new music from the Beatles.
Yeah.
We'll be playing that sometime soon. That new song is so damn good. But wow, that's just weird. So there's a two for other Beatles.
Plus $3,800 in the game.
Take it. Take it. It's yours.
Coming up before 4 o'clock. News. I've always been critical of TV news because they're dumb.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Super repetitious.
Awful.
And local news always interviews one person.
Yeah. This is the first person that happens to walk by.
Doesn't matter what that person says.
Even if they don't know anything about the story, they have nothing to say about the story, they can't even really speak at all, they're going to get used.
Have you seen the, I have one in the grocery store and drug store in the parking lot, there's a police thing, a giant post.
Yeah, what are those?
With like five or six cameras. Yeah. And it just says, you are being recorded.
Why?
No loitering. What? I guess people would loiter or whatever.
Okay. So that's fun new stuff everywhere.
Right. So in Phoenix, this is at a fast food restaurant, which is more in a neighborhood.
Okay.
So they send a girl out to do the story of how annoying this loud
police noise is. Sitting there in your car eating your burgers. I do that all the time.
Or you're in a house next to them. And so you have it all night.
I don't know how people live next door.
I don't either.
Yeah, but let alone that now.
So here they are.
A security system in a fast food restaurant's parking lot is really catching neighbors' ears. 12 News journalist Colleen Sikora is looking into the complaints near the Christown Spectrum Mall.
Oh, I haven't heard that word in a long time.
I know, it's been a long time.
Wow, that's bizarre.
Neighbors here across the street say they've heard the announcement from the system over there, and our cameras captured it the other day, too.
Thanks for visiting. This property is being monitored for guest safety and security.
Oh, shut up.
This is what it says, and it says it loudly.
Good, saying it real cheerful, too.
For the one by my house in that huge parking lot, it says it like that. Yeah,
they're really having a good time. I'm Big Brother. I'm watching your ass.
Thank you for coming to this
drop
store.
Dead.
This message.
Loitering is not allowed and will be alerted to law enforcement.
Near Bethany.
Oh, shut up. I would go smash it. I would smash it.
If
I wouldn't
you live
be able
near
to deal
it?
With it. Yes.
I'm just saying, like, I've seen it. I've heard it. It's annoying, but I saw it in an area that didn't, I suppose, affect neighbors. There's no houses around
it. Yeah, Christown.
So fine.
You
I didn't
wouldn't
care.
Know this mall, of course, here because it's in Phoenix, but right across the street, a whole row of houses.
Yep.
Yeah.
Home in 19th Ave.
Wow.
The system here, we're told, for customer and team member safety, but the noise.
It's there. It just appeared there. It really doesn't bother me. It
has caught Lisa Martin's ears.
Why? Wait, it doesn't bother me.
Doesn't bother her.
But it caught her ears, the reporter said. Just said it doesn't bother me.
The reporter is doing a story.
Saying that it's annoying.
On how annoying that sound is.
And she talks to one person.
Correct.
Who says.
It doesn't bother her.
You know, in that case,
that
you
is
just
solid
find
work.
Someone that works at the station or a friend and have them lie and say, I hate it.
We would never do that.
No.
She lives across the street and has heard it for a few weeks in the early morning hours.
If it is a deterrent and that's what it's there for, then I'm all for it.
What?
They're putting more in.
Point of the story.
They're putting more in. They're putting more from her. She hasn't spoken enough on how untroubled she is by it.
I couldn't care any less. It's great. She is really annoyed. She hates it. She's like slugging. And about to go smash it.
As I live by myself, so it's nice to, you know, have that if it's deterring people to be on the move and keep going.
Take that angle as a reporter then.
Right, sure.
It seems kind of annoying. We were surprised, but you know what?
Bothered too much.
What is wrong with people?
I don't know. I feel like local TV has an angle, goes out, says it has to be annoying. Let's talk to people. The reporters go to one person. They get an interview. They force it into their story.
Just say I couldn't find anybody.
And I love it so much. It makes me just so happy. It hit me today that a week from Thursday is Thanksgiving.
It just doesn't make the slightest bit of sense. I don't even feel like we should have gotten to Halloween yet.
Next week.
That's crazy.
Is Thanksgiving.
Unbelievable.
So all of the plans are now being made for Thanksgiving, and I always love doing this topic. It's Thanksgiving's gone wrong. What happened at your Thanksgiving? Was it a relative?
A bit too much whiskey
a little
for somebody?
Bit too much, to drink? any grandparent doing anything? Can be bad. I have a weird story from my ex-partner Bean.
Oh yeah, okay.
He decided to go over to his parents for Thanksgiving, and he went over there, and his brother met him there.
Right.
And
what is he like? What's Bean's brother like?
I'll tell you.
Anything?
I'll tell you off the air.
Fair enough. Seems good.
So this may shine a little light on him.
Okay.
So they're there and they eat their normal meal. They take their time. They talk, and finally, Bean's brother says, "Well, I should be going. My girlfriend's in the car." After about 4 hours.
Oh, my God.
We're not going to get any calls that good.
Nope.
But what
happened, that's classic.
What happened at your Thanksgiving when family that normally doesn't get together gets together?
That's asking a lot because, you know, personalities, you know, that's why you stay a country apart.
It's true.
You know?
That is true. And then there are these holidays where you have to go, all right, let's get everybody together.
Suck it up.
It's a terrible idea.
Yeah. 818-955-KLOS.
Thanksgiving's gone wrong.
Yeah. So, yeah, maybe food got thrown. Maybe.
Oh, food fights are the best on Thanksgiving. There's so much.
Especially if there's any videos. Maybe we'll need to see them. Maybe you'll need to tweet them
if you have some, something. Sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
You can hit us at Kevin and Sluggo. But if you have a little story, give us a call. 818-955-KLOS. Freaking Stu just went to Las Vegas.
Yes, he did.
Just there last weekend watching Barry Manilow.
Yep.
You guys know Stu. He's on the air a lot here at KLOS. He went to see Barry Manilow.
We had him on last night, yesterday afternoon, to talk to him and whip him into place.
he's barely able to sit down today.
Yes, agreed.
That's too bad.
So Thanksgiving is a week from Thursday, that's craziness. Yep. So everybody's starting to make their plans, and I thought it would be fun to talk about Thanksgiving's gone south. What went wrong with your Thanksgiving?
My uncle would put mashed potatoes up his nose.
On purpose?
And then eat them.
How old was your uncle at the time? Please say 13.
No, he wasn't. He was like 21.
Why would he do that?
I don't know. It's a good question.
As a kid, it must have made you laugh pretty hard.
Yeah, he'd just make us laugh. So he was trying to do, you know, make us laugh.
Sure.
I was an uncle. I am an uncle. Yeah. I get it.
Do you put anything up your nose?
Oh, you know, but not mashed potatoes.
Oh, not
but
food.
I definitely put things up my nose at Thanksgiving. Thanks for calling. Hello, KLOS.
So I was maybe 23 or 24, and just meeting my sister's new boyfriend, and I proceed to get blackout drunk.
Right.
And I am just hugging all over this dude, telling him how much I like him and how much I love him. And he's known me for about a half an hour.
Wow.
What do you think crawled into your head besides the booze? Why did you need to show great love to your sister's new boyfriend?
I really couldn't tell you. I mean, it was just the alcohol. That's all it could have been.
The effect of the alcohol, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's perfect. Beautiful.
How long did they last?
Oh, actually, you know what? They're still together.
Wow.
So I would say you did something great.
Yeah, you helped out.
Well done, you.
Yeah, that's all on you.
Yeah, I like to think I had a hand in that.
Oh,
yeah.
Absolutely, 100%.
Congratulations.
Right on, man, thanks.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, thank you. Bad Thanksgivings.
Yeah, my grandma, may she rest in peace, had a bit too much to drink. And she gave me a lap dance, like, in dress.
Hold up. Your grandma,
in jest,
gave you a lap dance. Right?
Oh, he hung up.
Son of a
bitch. He couldn't face it anymore.
I wanted to hear that story.
Me too.
So bad.
That was a killer story. Damn it.
He must have made it up because it was too good.
You think?
Yeah. It's too good to be true.
I don't know. Grandmas, you know, they get a little drunk. They think it's going to be funny.
They get all sexy.
They get all sexy.
Sure.
818-955-KLOS.
Your Thanksgiving went south. Thanksgiving is a week from Thursday.
Unbelievable.
And so people are making plans now.
Incoming. Here come the relatives.
So we are talking about Thanksgiving's gone wrong. You have a story?
Me and my dad and my brother went to my dad's best friend's house for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
He was a criminal. So needless to say, there was about an ounce of blow there. And we were all doing it and cooking the food. And after, didn't eat not a speck of it the whole day.
You're like, I can't eat this. I don't need any of that. I don't need it.
Right.
That's fantastic. That's really great.
That's the way to celebrate Thanksgiving, I believe. Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing well, thank you. We're talking about Thanksgiving nightmares.
I went to the convalescent home to see my 93-year-old father. And then the nurse came in, and she handed my father this little cup with some pills in it. And he poured them out on his table, and there was a little blue pill in the cup.
Yes.
And I asked the nurse, is that little blue pill what I think it is? And she said, yeah. And I said, why would you give a 93-year-old man a little blue pill? And she said, it keeps him from rolling out of bed.
You know, that actually makes a weird sort of sense.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, I think I need to go to the hospital. Thanks for calling.
Give me five. In a row with Kevin and Sluggo.
Who are these guys that keep singing about Kevin and Sluggo? I don't know them.
Dicks. Songs with train in the title. You word know, train.
Kind of surprising how many there are. There's a lot of songs with train in the title. If you can think of one, give us a call, 818-955-KLOS.
Or if you're still on Twitter, at Kevin and Sluggo.
Is it about a train? Then it'll work for Gimme Five today. That's for Kirk, who makes a lot of great suggestions.
Yep.
He actually heard from the mad scientists, Trace Bellew and Frank Conniff, which is unbelievably cool. He heard from them directly on Twitter. I was very impressed. Hello, KLOS.
Kevin and Sluggo.
That is us.
Another beautiful day in California.
Yes, it is. We're doing Gimme Five.
It's a beautiful day in California. A beautiful day.
Nope. And we're looking for songs with train in the title.
Hey. I would go for the obvious crazy, but instead I'm going to go Blackfoot, train song.
Nice. Very cool.
Amazing harmonica.
You got to love a good harmonica.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I do. I like it. Kevin, you play harmonica. Beautifully,
not,
I might add.
Not really.
Oh, yeah, no, he's really good.
Not really.
Don't listen.
Not
it's true.
Really good. Play the song. Doobie Brothers, Long Train Running for John and Santa Ana.
Well done, John. You know, you put these little countdowns together and kind of have a skeleton idea of songs that are going to go in.
Right.
And then you forget really good ones like that. I hadn't even thought of
John.
That. Yeah, well done, John. I love that song. It is the KLOS Free Ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. Songs with train in the title. So, of course, this gentleman showing up.
For Brian and for Jeff and for Sydney and for Matt on Twitter. Wanted to hear that song.
Nice. Crazy Train, Ozzy. Very cool. It is songs with train in the title. We got song time for just one more. And it's from one of the guys from the Adolescents. I love that band, punk band, Adolescents. The suggested Last Train to Clarksville. The Monkees. On KLOS. It was my first favorite band.
Did not anticipate playing that song today when I came in.
The Monkees?
Yeah.
I was 6 years old. I love the Monkees. All right. It's amazing.
Who's naked now?
Why does this make me so happy?
A lot of these stories.
Who's naked now?
Flight called off on account of nudity.
In midair, I hope.
That is the headline. It is in midair, yes. A flight from Anchorage to Seattle was forced to return to Anchorage early Wednesday after a passenger locked himself in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Took off all his clothes.
La-di-da.
And just stayed in there. And the flight attendants were like, hey,
How'd they know he was naked?
I think one of them saw him taking off his clothes as the door was closing.
Right.
An airline attendant interviewed later said he just took off all his clothes. He wasn't in his right mind.
What's wrong with that? You want to be, you know, 30,000 feet in the air nude. And it's rude to sit in a chair, you know, next year.
How come?
No idea.
It's better than sitting in your seat.
Right?
Sure.
And I thought, you know, go out and present to everybody. No, he stayed there in the bathroom.
One of the passengers, Kate, put it nicely. She told the AP that she knew something was wrong because the flight attendants kept going back and forth in the aisles and had put on rubber gloves.
Just in case he did come out.
Rubber gloves are always bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? I don't think it's ever a positive when you have rubber gloves on.
Nope. You see your flight attendant putting on rubber gloves, you know you got trouble.
Can you imagine you're going on the late night flight to Seattle and you got to turn back around and go back to Anchorage and land at 3 a.m. Because of one naked dude?
Because he just had to be nude.
Airport police and FBI met the plane when it landed shortly before 3 a.m.
Did they force him to get dressed before they dragged him through Anchorage Airport?
I don't have the answer to that question. I hope so.
There'd be some serious shrinkage up there, I would think, because dang. Right? Haven't you known me for a minute?
Yep.
Have you ever known me to seriously say something is heartrending?
No.
Yeah, that I think that version of Guns N' Roses classic Chris Cornell's Patient, fairly heartrending, really gets to you, man.
Wow.
I know, right? Every time I hear it.
Sluggo's heart grew a few sizes that day. It is time for What We Learn, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. And people are dumb. A guy in a parade pulling carts with children was arrested for being drunk.
And having some meth on him.
Also, they found meth and a syringe.
And he was driving a tractor.
Yes.
So that's totally safe. I think that's fine. So why did they arrest him? That's why I'm confused.
That's a great question.
Yeah, that's weird.
And who's naked now? A guy on a flight from Anchorage to Seattle made the plane turn around because he went into the bathroom and took off all his clothes and refused to come out. Or put clothes on.
So like 170 people got to turn around midair and go home because he had to be naked.
Yes.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
Then they had to take him off.
At least be hot.
And your next chance to play the KLOS name game is tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. with Heidi and Frank.
It'll net you $4,100 if you win. All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
$3,800 so it is. We're going to give this away today, man. We got to get this money out of here. People are starting to ask questions. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but no one's asking questions.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They're out in the hall going, why does it smell like farts? And what's with all this money? Where'd it come from?
We do have $3,800 for the KLOS name game before 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
So keep listening for your chance to win that.
I mean, I would imagine the most expensive collector's item Barbie doll must be more than $3,800.
I would guess so.
But theoretically, you could buy a hell of a lot of Barbies for $3,800.
That's how much the KLOS name game is up to. We will take your calls right now. Caller 25 at 818-955-KLOS. Might win that money. Good luck.
The name game.
Dawson. Love that song.
For $3,800, KLOS, who is this?
Stacy,
you're caller 25.
No way.
Yes, way.
Yay.
You get to play the KLOS name game. Have you been following along?
Yes, I have.
All right. So you know we're looking for the name of one of Barbie's professions over the years.
And I think you should go up to the wherever you keep all your Barbie dolls, whatever closet they're in, and take a look real quick. And see if you have a general major Barbie. That was the last artist and a rap artist, the last couple of guesses. And those are both wrong. What do you think it is for $3,800?
How about airline stewardess?
Airline stewardess Barbie.
Airline
Flight
stewardess.
Flight attendant Barbie.
Flight attendant.
Yeah. Oh, stewardess, I speak jive.
Yeah. Sorry, that's incorrect.
Oh, that's not right.
On so many levels.
All right, thank you.
Sorry, Stacy.
So, next hour.
$3,900.
Hold on a second, dude. Look at this. Do you see this? $3,900 just sitting here.
I do see that.
Can we just get rid of it? I don't want it
in
here.
We will in a few minutes.
Yeah?
In a few minutes.
Okay, all right.
Tis the KLOS name game. We have $3,900. If you're caller 25 right now, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
The name game. Happy to help you with that.
$3,900. KLOS, who is this?
This is Jonathan.
Jonathan, you're caller 25.
Wow.
Nicely done. Have you been paying attention to the KLOS name game?
I have been paying attention, yes.
Excellent. We're looking for the name of one of Barbie's professions over the years.
And the last couple of guesses were airline stewardess, that's what Stacy said, and general major Barbie. Dun, dun, dun. Those were incorrect, however. Jonathan, for $3,900, which one do you think we're looking for?
I'm going to go with the local job, and I'm going to say Laker Girl Barbie.
Ha!
Laker Girl Barbie.
I might have to add that one to my collection, actually.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's so incorrect.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Hell of a guess, though.
Yeah, awesome guess.
All right.
Thank you, man.
I appreciate it, man.
Right on, dude. Take care. And sometime between now and 6 p.m.
It'll be $4,000. We have the KLOS name game this hour before 6 o'clock. It's worth $4,000.
I'm sorry. Could you repeat that?
$4,000.
Sometime between now and 6, you're going
to
win.
It is up to $4,000. It is the KLOS name game. We'll take your calls right now. 818-955-KLOS. We'll take caller 25. Good luck.
$4,000. We're going to give it away now or what, man?
We are going to give it our best shot, yes.
Win our money.
Sing that song. Sing that song.
I would love to, but guess what I just hit?
Play that song.
I would love to, but guess what I just hit?
Play that done.
I was all ready to go, and then it got deleted. Oh, you mean this one?
Thank you.
Beautiful.
KLOS, who is this?
Brian.
Brian, caller 25.
No way.
Yes way.
It's a fact, my friend.
You get to play the KLOS name game. We are looking for the name of one of Barbie's professions over the years.
And Barbie was a Laker girl. I didn't even know that until last hour. Actual Laker girl Barbie.
Looked it up.
Yeah. And the other guest for this for 3 o'clock hour was airline stewardess. Those were wrong. So what do you think for $4,000 we're looking for, Brian?
Army medic.
I'm sorry, what?
Army medic.
Army medic Barbie. Medic!
Army medic Barbie.
And then a Barbie comes up. That'd be kind of frightening. You're out on the field, you yell for a medic, and Barbie comes up.
Little Barbie comes up. Yeah. I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Incorrect.
You sound incredulous, Brian.
I'm sorry.
I thought I was going to win it.
That's the right attitude.
Thank you for trying. We appreciate it.
Yeah, dude.
Tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. with Heidi and Frank.
$4,100.